Q94, you're bound to rock. Gary Lee, as we continue our tour of high school football of area teams, and we're headed off into Bulldog country and talk with head coach of the Kabul Bulldogs, Tyler Spittler. How are we doing, coach?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fantastic. It's football season, and you know, all the work and preparation, it's now game time practically, as week one is upon us. And how did your off-season workouts go?
They're pretty good overall. I feel like we got a lot better. Kids got stronger, faster, all that stuff. So, for the most part, we stayed pretty healthy. We did have one injury, actually not even during football-related stuff. We had a kid get hurt when he was working and lost him for the year, so that was really unfortunate. But other than that, we're pretty good.
Well, you know, you were young last year. I mean, you had some rock-solid seniors, without a doubt, but you were young overall and a lot of experience. Now it's time to go to work, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what we've been working for or towards for the last couple of years. Last year we only had four seniors, and they were four good seniors.
Yes.
But now we have 11 seniors, and most of these guys have started for, this will be their third year now. Almost all of them are at least a two-year starter. So this is what they've been working for, and as a coach, this is exactly the kind of team that you want. You want a senior-heavy team, and hopefully with a lot of experience.
Well, you know, through the Jamboree and team camp, as a coach, were you seeing more reaction than players thinking? You know, was it coming a little more natural to them?
Yeah, and things that, like, of course we're going to, especially early, we're going to make some mistakes here and there, but something will happen and they'll turn around, and instead of, like, before I even say, hey, this is what we did wrong, they're like, sorry, coach, I screwed this up. This is what I should have done to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be big. We understand the scheme, understand how to fix things. So that'll be big. Just on field in the middle of a game adjustments, not having to wait till halftime or the next week to fix it.
Well, any new additions to the coaching staff?
Yeah, it's pretty different over here this year. So me and Coach Hale are still here. Coach Hale, this is year number 50 for him. So that's pretty neat, and his grandson's a senior. And then we brought Greg O'Connor back. He was here previously before I got here.
Uh-huh.
We moved Cody Poe up from our middle school. He's been our middle school head coach since I've been here, and has done a really good job. But we brought him up, and we have Matt Rogers as well. He helped out with our middle school last year, and he's coached some other places in the SCA. And then we have a guy here in town that's been helping us out since I've been here. His name's Marty Anderson. So a lot of it's guys that have been around the program. It's just a different look from what we've had last year.
Well, week one, who's your opponent, and what are you expecting that you're going to see out of them?
So we play Harrisburg. They're a Class 1 team up around Columbia. It's about a three-hour trip. We went up there last year, so I'm very thankful that they're coming to us this year. That three-hour bus ride was a little rough, but they're pretty solid. They don't have a lot of kids, but their starters are really good.
Mm-hmm.
They just roster-wise, it looks like they don't have much depth. But like I said, their ones are pretty good. They have a new coach. So it's a new scheme from what we saw last year. It's actually, from what we're seeing on film, pretty similar to what we run.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good and bad for us. But I'm sure they've got more than we've seen. It's always interesting playing somebody you've never played or playing a new coaching staff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's here. You know, it's time to just – It's just time to get it done now. And who are some of the players that you're really looking at to step up and take the Kabul Bulldogs to the next level?
Really, a lot of it is just our whole senior class in general. We bring back All-State lineman and Logan Walls. And then a big part of our offense last year was Tyler Fleetwood, offense and defense, really. Him and Owen Casper will be in the backfield. And then quarterback will be a little interesting. Austin Daniel will play that for the first time. He doesn't have a whole lot of experience there, but we'll Trey Atkins is back, and he'll be back there sometimes. And sometimes he'll be lined up at receiver, and we'll move him around a lot just because he's a really good athlete. But we've got, I don't know, I could go on and on about these guys. There's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's – I mean, it should be – I mean, you know, the buzz around is, you know, don't sleep on the Kabul Bulldogs because they'll bite you.
And I hope so. That's what we're trying to do. We return a lot of experience, but we've got a lot to prove still. So,
one game at a time, baby. It's one game at a time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. I was actually talking to the kids today at lunch about that. They were talking about different previews coming out, and it's just an interesting time. So I'm ready to get rolling.
Right on. Okay, hey, I tell you what, we appreciate you, Tyler, taking the time to visit with us, and we'll be catching you real soon. Good luck in week one, and let's go SCA. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.